In the book of Colossians, in the third chapter, our text verse for this morning is verse 15. It's a much needed word from God for every one of us today. Colossians 3:15, the Apostle Paul says this to us today, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body," and then he threw this in, "and be thankful." Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. This morning, I'm talking about the rule of peace. Now, so many of us here today are challenged. Every one of us here today know what it's like to get a call or to get a message that immediately threatens the level of peace God has intended that we enjoy. Some of you have gotten calls like that even recently. This past Tuesday, one of our good friends for many years was told after more than 20 years on the job that was his last day. News like that can immediately, if we're not careful, strip and steal every ounce of the peace of God that he intends should rule over our lives. Now, the absence of peace is not only destructive spiritually, and it does take a toll spiritually, but it can also destroy our physical health. It's one of the symptoms of heart disease, the weakening of the immune system, gastrointestinal problems, migraine headaches, ulcers, high blood pressure, all because of the absence of peace, and in its place comes stress at overload levels. But the Word of God says, let the peace of God rule. Just let it. The Amplified Bible says, let the peace or the soul harmony that comes from Christ rule. Act like an umpire continually in your hearts. And listen, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. Deciding and settling with finality. That's a large part of it. When an umpire, and we're told here in the Amplified Bible, let peace act like an umpire. When an umpire makes a call at a ball game, it's settled and it's final. And we have a decision to make. The rule of peace requires a decision and a final answer. The Amplified Bible says, settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. Now, there have been more than one time when I've had a peace robber attack me. You know what it's like. A doctor give you a bad report. The boss man tell you you're walking or demoted, or you don't get the raise you were counting on. You don't know where your financial increase is coming from. You don't know what you're going to do with your life. You don't know where to put your next foot forward. You know what it's like. All of these things that would attempt to steal the peace from us. But I remember Brenda and I got a call, as we have received many over the years, and you have your stories to tell too. We got a call a while back, and it was unsettling. It wanted to, it seemed it would strip us of all of our peace. And I remember 5 minutes after we hung up the phone, I looked at her and said, "I've just decided to let peace rule. I've just decided to let peace rule." The rule of peace requires a decision and a final answer. I've just decided to let peace rule. How can we enjoy this measure of peace when there's so many odds stacked against us some days in our lives? Like Travis Matthews, a man of great faith and strength among us. And 1 year ago this time, Sandra, his wife, was on life support for over a month, getting worse every day, according to the doctors. I was there every day, as many of you were, and the peace of God ruled in Travis's heart. Never saw a flinch, just strength. He made a decision. I've just decided to let the peace of God rule. I've just decided to let the peace of God rule. God's peace. Now, listen to the terminology and how it's so perfectly worded in Scripture. Let the peace of God rule. It suggests this, that God's peace is already active and in motion and consistently flowing toward you. And you have two options. You can allow it. It's what the Bible says, do just let it rule. You can allow it, or you can resist it. What's your decision? It takes a decision. Now, if you make the wrong decision to resist the flow, to obstruct it, to block the flow of the rule of peace God has for your life, if your decision is, I'm just going to stay here and worry, I'm going to break a sweat, I'm going to think about it day and night, I'm going to let it rob me of my peace, I'm going to let it affect my health, I've decided I'm not going to allow the peace of God to rule. Well, we will suffer for that if that's our... Hey, it's a decision. It is a decision. We make the decision, and we're instructed in Scripture which decision to make. Allow. It's already in motion. The peace of God is already provided. It's already in His plan for us. It's available for us. It's already flowing toward you, and it will rule if you let it. It will not if you resist it. It's up to me and you. I have decided to let peace rule. Now, our natural tendency is to stop the flow of God's peace at the very time we need it the most. Have you noticed that's when we're so tempted? And if we blow it, that's when we blow it. Now, if you wake up on any given day and the sun is shining, the sky is blue, no clouds to be seen, the weather is perfect, 72 degrees perfect, wind is just right, blowing from the right direction, the birds are singing your favorite song. It's just one of those perfect days. You don't really face a temptation to resist the peace of God on a daily. But the very time we need God's peace the most is when the peace robber comes with news that will zap every ounce of peace you have working for you if you let it. That's when we're tempted the most, is when we need it the most. There's a gold mine of peace deep within you waiting to be tapped, and God's word is all over it. He gives us a clear instruction, let it happen. Let the peace of God rule. You don't have to work on it. You just decide to let the peace of God rule. I looked in the dictionary. The word rule, of course, is both a noun and a verb. And Webster defines the word rule, and we're talking about the rule of peace. Let the peace of God rule. Rule is defined as an order. It's the order of peace. It's defined as decree, mandate. And then as a verb, to rule means to govern and to dominate. So according to the will of God and the word of God, He wants peace to be the order of your life. He wants peace to be decreed over your life. He wants peace mandated for your life. He wants peace to govern our lives. And he wants his peace to dominate our life. And I say, let it rule. Final answer. Now, I'm better at this than some. I have my share of problems. Worry is not one. Brenda can tell you she's been married to me for 39 years, and I haven't worried much. Now, I'm not bragging that it's a strength. It may be a weakness. I just can't do it. I mean, really, I tried once or twice. I tried. It seemed like the right thing to do at the time. And I had a reason. You know, I had a reason. And in the natural, I thought, well, it makes sense to me. I just need to sit here and sulk and worry and be burdened and be so heavy burdened. And maybe that'll help because I don't know what else to do. So I'm just going to cave. And all my peace went out the window and worry said, and it about killed me. I mean, it may be a weakness. I'm not bragging that it's a strength. I just can't do it. So I just don't do it. Now, I did learn the hard way. It doesn't help anyway. You might as well let the peace of God rule. Whatever. If some of you are struggling, or some of your spouses perhaps, a husband or a wife, have given you news lately that just blew you out of the water, and if you will let it, all of God's peace that he's provided for you will be of no use whatsoever if you let it. Some of your children have come to you with news, and it would zap your peace if you let it. If you wanted to just worry about it, which won't help a thing, not productive at all, at least for our kingdom, it might help the devil in his purpose. And we don't want to work with him. So I just decide as often as I need to let the peace of God rule. Let peace be ordered, decreed, mandated in my life. Let the peace of God govern and dominate my life. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God which surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God acts like a soldier on guard. The peace of God guards our hearts and our minds. And the battle many times is in the soulish area, in the minds. My Lord, how good the enemy is at just sending a thought through our head, just a dart through our head, and it'll get lodged, and we get distracted away from the dominance and the governance and the rule of peace, and off into stress and distress and worry and all of those other things that are not meant for children of God. But the peace of God is like a soldier, a guard, the Bible says. And this verse says, the peace of God cannot be understood and it cannot be explained. That's all right. No explanation is needed. Just the privilege of enjoying this kind of peace against all odds. And then Jesus said, in John 14:7, my peace I give to you. Now, I just want to say two words about that. First of all, it's his gift. He said, my peace I give. It's not distributed based on merit. You don't have to pass a probation period. You don't have to take a written test like the SATs. And if you score high enough, he will give it to you. He said, my peace I give. So it's a gift. It's a gift. And then the second thing I want to say is, it's not your peace anyway. Jesus said, my peace. Now, your peace not working for you probably. His peace will. You don't have to wait for it. It's a gift. If you're born again and a child of God and you are functioning with a peace deficit in your life for whatever reason. You don't have to wait another minute. You don't have to have a prophet call you out and prophesy over you and give you a word from God. You don't have to see writing in the sky. If you have a peace deficit working against you right now, all you've got to do is immediately receive His peace as a free gift and let it rule. So simple. If it wasn't simple, I couldn't do it. Some of you couldn't, if it were not simple. But it's just that clear in Scripture. It's His peace, not ours. Not a reward based on merit. It's not a reward. It's a gift. Just like salvation itself. Now, Paul understood the rule of peace when he said, I have learned in whatever state. And boy, did he have some opposition. He said, in whatever state I find myself, I've learned. I'm going to be content. He's just going to let the peace of God rule whatever. He called peace a fruit of the Spirit. Now, if the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives at all, and He is, some theologians say the work of the Holy Spirit begins instantly at the new birth. I take issue with that. I think the Holy Spirit begins His work before the new birth. It's the Holy Spirit that draws us in and convicts us of sin. It's the Holy Spirit doing that. I think the Holy Spirit is at work before we even realize it and come to a knowledge of salvation by faith. If the Holy Spirit's at work in any of you, raise your hand if the Holy Spirit's working at all in you. Any at all, raise your hand if the Holy Spirit is working any at all. Then naturally or supernaturally, if you must use that word, the fruit of peace should be visible in our lives. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, we moved to California a few years back, and as soon as we got to the house that we were moving into, there were like 50 trees, orange trees and lemon trees and grapefruit trees in the yard. And they were already heavy laden with fruit. And first thing I did is get out the car and go over and pick an orange and peel it and ate it. And we enjoyed the fruit in the yard that year we lived there. And I never once had to go up to that orange tree and wrestle with it and fight with it and scream at it and try to work on it and say, I want an orange out of you. I do not want a pear. I do not want a banana. No pomegranates. Please. Give me an orange. Didn't have to do it. Why? Because it just naturally produces the fruit it was intended to produce. Never once did I get an apple off of that tree. It's always an orange. And it's the same way with peace. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is working in you, and He is, I'll go ahead and tell you, if you're clueless, He is working in you. And if He's working at all in you, then the peace of God should be obvious in your life. And it will be if you will allow it. It's present and ready for you. It's hard to understand how the world can be falling apart all around us, and yet we're perfectly calm and completely composed. It's the rule of peace, and it's a benefit we have that the world does not have. Let the peace of God rule, Colossians says, and be thankful. I think there's a reason he threw that in. Let the peace of God rule and be thankful. It's because when we refuse to let peace rule, we fail to count our blessings. You know how it is when you're not enjoying any peace at all and everything's a problem and the whole world seems against you and everything that Murphy's Law, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. You may have had a day like that before. Then it's awfully easy to overlook any blessings at all, to forget. If peace is not ruling in your life, you have forgotten the good things God's already done for you. We fail to acknowledge how good God has already been when peace is not ruling in present tense. One of the verses to Amazing Grace, what a great song. But one verse goes like this: through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. That's a man who's got some peace ruling in his life so strongly that he can look back and remember, oh, I may be facing danger right now, but he's already brought me through so many dangers. And so if peace is ruling in our life, we will be thankful for what God has done for us, what he's already done. Now, why did Jesus come in the first place? Of course, we know the obvious: to redeem us, to save us, to put us in a right relationship with God the Father, to give us eternal life, to take our punishment for us so that we wouldn't have to be punished for our own sin. He took all that. It's grace. It's good. It's all that and more. But Luke 1:79 gives us another reason he came. It says, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. To give light to those who sit in darkness. Now, here's what's happening in many of your lives today. There is a threat to your peace. I don't know if it's in your marriage. I don't know if it's in your family or another relationship, if it's with your physical health or well-being. I don't know if it's a relationship with a friend that's gone bad. I don't know if it's a business problem that you didn't see coming. I don't know if it's completely financial and you just don't know what to do next. I don't know if you've been given a pink slip and you don't know what to do tomorrow when you get up and get dressed and leave the house. I don't know if it's because of a doctor's report. I don't know if the stock market's let you down. I don't know if the politics is not working for you this season. But your peace has been threatened, and you see more darkness than light. God does not work in the dark. If all you see is the darkness, you're missing what God is doing. And you may say, I don't see any light at all. I don't see even a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm dealing with darkness right now. Well, Jesus came to give light to those who sit in darkness, to guide our feet into the way of peace. God is at work in the light. The first thing he did when he looked and it was nothing but darkness, he said, let there be light so I can get to work. And he did, and he worked for 6 days and created everything there. Well, the first thing he did was call light out of darkness. And so if you're here today and have no peace because you have no light, God will give you a word. And his word is truth, and his truth is light. Stop looking at the darkness and start looking toward the light. I remember when I was a boy growing up at Willow Creek Pentecostal Holiness Church. I never get to go there now on Sunday morning. I'm always here where I'm supposed to be. But if I could go back in time to when I was a little boy, it's only a 10, 12 minute drive from here, and revisit a service of my youth. Just a small group of people who love the Lord. And Gay West, are you awake? Talk about your grandmama and your granddaddy right now. Joseph and Bessie Lamb. That's Gay's grandfather and grandmother. They were pillars in that church. And they were not known for their singing talent, but occasionally the Spirit would be just right in that church. And I remember as a small boy seeing that great man and woman And Joseph Lamb was one of the most humble men I've ever met. And his wife, Bessie, they would get up and they would sing, "He whispers sweet peace to me." One of my precious memories as a boy growing up, the Lambs singing, "He whispers sweet peace to me." Look, if you're needing peace to rule in your life, it will not come with a scream. It can come in a whisper. The words to that song, I remembered it this week. Went back and Googled it. The words went like this: "Sometimes when misgivings darken the day and faith's light I cannot see, I ask my dear Lord to brighten the way, and he whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me when I am cast down in spirit and soul. He whispers sweet peace to me." The last verse: "He speaks through his word, and assurance he gives. I'm his, and I know he's mine. And safe in the fold, my soul he will keep, and I'll rest in his love divine. He whispers sweet peace to me. When I am cast down in spirit and soul, he whispers sweet peace to me." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16, the New Living Translation says this: "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation." That should cover it. God's peace can rule at all times and in every situation. "Well, I hear what you're saying, and I do need some peace, but now ain't the time. Just can't do it right now. Maybe later, but not today." That's not the word. He said at all times. But what about when I just got a bad phone call, horrible news? What about when I just got news that just changed my life forever and I'll never be normal again? I'm struggling now to find a new normal. What about a time? At all times, God's peace can rule. "Well, okay, I'm ready for it now, but now it won't work for this situation. This is too complex. It's going to take a while now for the peace of God to wrap all over that right there. I mean, you see how bad it is, this situation right here. Surely there's an exemption for God's peace, and it can't cover that situation." No, at all times, in every situation. Will you help me preach just a minute here now? Will you help me? I'll finish quicker if you help me. Everybody read it out loud like you really mean it. God's peace can rule at all times and in every situation. There's a beautiful thing about getting together corporately. I like it, Pastor Mike, not going it alone, but walking it together. The strength in unity. How wonderful it is to be in unity where God will command the blessing. When we get together like this on Sunday morning, each of us come in with individual challenges. Some of us look around and don't know what the other is facing. But the beautiful part is we come in and we make up the body. And we come into a place that's dedicated, consecrated. It was built for one purpose, and that is to honor God and to glorify him. This is the house of God. And an Old Testament prophet, speaking of the tabernacle or the temple of God, had written over God's house, in this place will I give peace. Hey, I'm saying today in God's house for all of his people gathered here, it can be true. In this place will I give peace, says the Lord. You don't have to leave without it. Your peace tank can be filled before you leave at all times and in every situation. It takes a decision. The only thing that will settle it for your life, according to the Amplified Bible, is a decision. It takes a quality decision that will settle it with finality, the Amplified says. I'd like for everybody to stand. Everybody stand if you will. Bow your heads just for a minute, just before we dismiss and enjoy a beautiful baby dedication. Every head bowed. Father, thank you for the word of the Lord that speaks to us. It makes a difference right now in real time. Not the kind of word we've got to absorb a long period of time before the benefits kick in, but immediately right now we release your peace. We release the measure of peace, the rule of peace, to increase above and beyond the level of confusion that's been at work in the lives of your people. Thank you for this biblical bedrock revelation and this benefit and privilege you have given us. It's your peace and it's a gift to us. And all we have to do is let it govern our lives. Let it dominate our lives. I release the spirit of peace in great measure now in this house. I agree with the prophet of God who says, in this place, God will give peace today. Thank you that regardless of timing or the severity of the situation, your peace is meant to rule at all times and in every situation. While your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed, anybody here that just standing where you are in the safety of this minute together, anybody here would raise your hand and be honest with me and say, I'm just not sure Jesus is Lord of my life. I know him. I believe in him. I know he's the Son of God. I'm just not sure my life is submitted to his management. If you want to raise your hand, I just would like to know if you're here. I promise you I'll pray for you where I am right now. Any hands going up? So I'm just not sure Jesus is truly Lord, that I'm absolutely surrendered. Just not sure the Holy Spirit is managing my life by the perfect will of the Father. Anybody want to be that open and transparent and honest? I don't see any hands. So I will take that as a testimony, a good testimony, that all of you have the assurance of your faith. All right? Every head raised, every eye open just before we leave. If you're in need of an increase of the spirit of peace, if you want to activate the governance and the rulership of peace in your life, if you're going through anything and just say, I could really use this kind of peace to control and dominate my life right now, I want you to step out from where you are and just quickly come. Step out from where you are and come here. We will close with a prayer for peace in your life. Anybody who wants to get in on this, the peace of God. By coming, you're saying, I have made a decision, and this is my final answer. Now, for some of you, it's going to be like this. I'm just going to tell you the way it will be for some of you. Such a radical change in the level of peace, and it will be permanent. Listen to me. You're not going to lose it on the way home. It will be permanent. If your decision is strong, if your decision is strong, you're not going to lose it on the way home. It's going to work for you permanently. For some of you, if you make that decision. Hello, don't forget this date. Don't forget this date. Because there's going to be such a tremendous shift and a release in the spirit of peace. You will, 1 year from now, next February the 21st, you'll be able to say, I remember it was February 21, 2016, when God gave me an adrenaline boost of His peace, and it has not lifted since. My decision is made, and it's a final answer for me. I know we got reasons for we can't have peace, we think. We got reasons. But the will of God is that it govern, that it rule, that His peace controls, that His peace dominates our life at all times and in every situation. For those of you standing back there, get in on this. Stretch your hands toward the men and women of God who are here. I want to lead all of you. In fact, those of you at your seats, you can pray out loud along with those of us together here. Everybody pray out loud with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I am ready to receive the peace of God at an increased level. I have made a decision. I will let, I will allow, I will embrace, I will accommodate, I will yield to the rule of peace in this situation and for all time. I have made a decision. The rule of peace will govern my life. This is a permanent decision. I will not look back. This is my final answer. Peace of God, rule and reign in my life more than ever, beginning now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.